You came up at CPAC yesterday. Senator Rand Paul, you guys had been sparring back and forth. Here's his veiled shot at you, a cut 10.
The GOP of old has grown stale and moss-covered. I don't think we need to name any names, do we?
And they left, and he went on. No doubt about it, Senator. He was alluding to you. Your reaction?
Oh, well, look, I respect Senator Paul and his views and his positions. I think we are now beginning to see a struggle not so much between old people and newer people, but whether we're going to be the Ronald Reagan Republicans. Ronald Reagan said, take down this wall. Ronald Reagan believed in peace through strength. And it's basically going to be a struggle, which has been going on in our party in one way or another ever since the end of World War One. It was the Taft-Eisenhower struggle. It was the isolationists prior to World War Two and post-Vietnam, when we had such reductions in our defense that the chief of staff of the Army came over and said we had a hollow army. We're on the way right now to a hollow military. The commandant of the Marine Corps said a few days ago that half of his forces would be unable and unready to deploy in the case of some kind of crisis. So we are seeing that fight. I respect Senator Paul. I have apologized for using the wacko birds comment in an interview that I did.
But you still believe that his 13-hour filibuster wasn't useful, correct?
Well, I don't believe that it is in any way rational to say that we would have used a Hellfire missile to kill Jane Fonda. No, I don't think that. The real question here is what do we do with drones and what is the parameters of it? I've always said it should be under the Department of Defense where it belongs rather than the CIA. So, no, I didn't think it. I think it did not address the real issues that we need to address.
Senator,
and it scares people to say that, to think that we are going to, as he said repeatedly, that someone sitting in a cafe in the United States, a United States citizen, would be hit by a Hellfire missile. That is not a reasonable situation, nor a logical one, nor a possible one. But do we need to have more oversights about drones? Yes, and we'll be working on legislation to address that.